Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Steve, you missed it last night at about 12:10 or so. I was hosting the show and boom, my internet went down.
Wow.
And it didn't come back up either until late this morning.
What was the cause?
The Illuminati.
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. As usual.
It was definitely the Illuminati.
Yeah, could have been.
So. Yeah. Anyways, yes. Hi. TGIF. Hi.
Yes,
it is. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. How are you, Steve Starrs?
I'm doing good, buddy. I'm hanging in there. Got a big weekend coming up here, and, just reflecting on all the news this week. And next week, of course, I won't be with you until the last, Friday? Last hour? Something like that. Bob's got to
be first. That's because...
You got real guests, right?
No, that's because we're doing a week dedicated to health.
Yes, we're going to health next week.
Health in a handbasket.
That's right. We're going to give you a handbasket so you can take all the little additives and health supplements that you hear about and carry them around. You can go to health with a handbasket.
Absolutely.
Right. And I know I'm always putting you on the spot when I say this about who the guests would be, because I know you don't have your list in front of you, but sometime during the show you'll have to read those guests, because they are quite prominent people, and I will be listening, Bob. So.
I know you will.
Just because you won't let me on with your great guests, I'm going to be listening.
You're a great supporter of the Bob Tuscan Show, Steve. I want to thank you for that.
Hey, my pleasure, man. We got a lot of great listeners out there. This is a great network, you know. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
We do this because this is our love of life. This is our labor of love.
All right, let's talk about something with a little substance here. You ready?
I am.
Obama's talk today.
Yes.
He's putting some lipstick on that piggy.
Sure is.
The NSA, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Even CBS News in one of their articles said that he raises more questions than he answers. And so, I mean, it's odd that the mainstream news media is down on the whole NSA spying, as they should be, of course, with what happened with AP and everything like that. But, yes.
I think that's kind of the bottom line. We can go into some intense analysis here of the talk, and maybe we'll get some callers if anybody wants to call in and give us their take. 800-313-9443, but really, it's the same old. I mean, even if he came out and completely said that the NSA is violating our rights and he's going to abolish the NSA and whatever else he could say, at the end of the day, they're still going to do what they're going to do, Steve. They're still going to continue to violate our rights, and that's that. I mean...
Absolutely. I mean, there are changes in this procedure, but nothing has really been laid down yet. Now we got to hand it over to Congress. See, Obama wants to put the responsibility on the people in Congress as well to go along with this, rather than stand alone which is what he should be doing, because I think Congress has got some real problems with it as well, too. They should. You know, after all, they didn't know anything about it, or they claimed they didn't, or most of them didn't anyway. And then when they found out, they were quite shocked. Another point in case here, Bob, our allies, people like Merkel and others who don't trust this man at all. I mean, I guess they didn't vote for him, so they openly call him a liar or highly suspect of his policies. And so our foreign allies or other governments out there like Germany, they're not at all happy with what's been going on, and they're not satisfied with what he's been telling either. So, you know, we're losing credibility all over the world with this thing. But, you know, I do have one question, Bob, and that is this. Maybe our listeners can tell us. I did not get a chance to hear the speech, and I was wondering if our great constitutional expert president mentioned the Fourth Amendment at all. I mean, in real context, other than saying, well, it's constitutional this, constitutional that. Did he even talk about the Fourth Amendment in connection with the whole?
I didn't watch the speech either. I just read, you know, the commentary on it, and I don't know. I doubt it. Does he know what the Fourth Amendment is? That's the real question.
Yeah, you would think he would be supposed to knowing that, because he was, what, a constitutional professor, or he taught constitutional law?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
And nobody remembers that anywhere, I guess, along the lines, and I don't know of any of his students who rally around mm-hmm. him and talk about what a great mentor he was.
Isn't that the Supreme Court's job? Aren't they supposed to rule on whether or not something's constitutional? Well, we'll see what they do with this case. On the front page of BobTuscan.com, I posted an article about the Supreme Court considering cell phone privacy. That's right, behind closed doors today, the Supreme Court will consider taking up two cases concerning whether police, after seizing a cell phone during a lawful arrest, can search the phone's data without a warrant. I wonder if they know about the Fourth Amendment. Anyways, lower courts have divided on the issue. Those courts upholding the warrantless searches have relied at times on a 1973 Supreme Court precedent that privacy advocates say doesn't contemplate modern-day technology. In that case, United States versus Robinson, a man was arrested for driving with a revoked license. While police officers conducted a pat-down, they found a cigarette package filled with heroin. The court upheld the warrantless search, explaining that police can conduct a full search of a person incident to a lawful arrest. So, yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, all they gotta do is
arresting
say it's lawful.
Somebody and searching them, they're preemptively searching us without even arresting us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole idea.
Is this not a bit superfluous here to, you know, the overarching theme, which is constant surveillance and an Orwellian police state?
Yeah, absolutely. And what you're talking about here is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, which states that the items to be searched for and seized must be sworn to by court bench warrant affidavit under oath. And that's all they're supposed to be looking for. So if they're pulling you over at random because you failed to signal on a left-hand turn or something like that, and then finding heroin on you after they ask for your ID, it really doesn't fit the category of search warrant or you know, looking for other objects or items and stuff in terms of the connection of this crime. So, but they're claiming that this crime or this stop or this reasonable search warrant justification because of an altercation in a traffic signal or something like that is a reason to try to find as many different possible felony charges on a person that they can, and that's not the purpose of traffic cops, I don't think. And it's really not the reason for people to be searched at all, in my opinion. I think that's
right, exactly.
The Fourth Amendment's amendment, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have a couple videos that we posted on the front page of BobTuscan.com. Man gives change to a homeless person and is handcuffed and held by police for hours. Wait until you hear that story, Steve.
Wow. Yeah.
Really want to get your blood boiling?
Oh, boy.
Or maybe you don't. Maybe it's Friday.
Yeah, you know what might happen, man.
Steve gets a little anxious sometimes. It gets heated and pissed off. We got to get more people to call in and disagree with Steve and myself to get Steve's goat.
Oh, yeah. It does. People do that sometimes, of course. It's pretty rare, and I try to be gentle.
I love when it happens, though.
I get vociferous. But, it's, you know, yeah, some of it it's really pretty obnoxious stuff. And I rarely disagree with people who, you know, who are making some common sense, at least in part. You know,
wow.
It's just,
that's,
you know,
sometimes hard to find. But, yeah, so I'm going to play a clip about that in the next segment. The man who gives change to a homeless person who's handcuffed and held by police for hours. Mm-hmm. What's his crime? Well, we'll talk about that in the next segment. There's just story after story after story of these cops, man, who are just completely dropping the ball. All right, we'll get to that clip in just seconds. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. Put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send
all right,
him to
the street corner. A homeless person comes up for you and asks you for change. All right, this happens all the time where I grew up. You don't really think twice. You notice that you have a couple quarters in the car or whatever, and you give them some change. Now, I personally, Steve, have been of the school of thought where if they have the line that they give you, where they say, hey, man, I'm hungry. Hook it up with the dollar so I can go buy a cheeseburger. You ever have somebody say that to you, Steve?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever said to them, all right, let's go get a burger?
And they didn't want to go.
Sometimes they don't want to go. Sometimes they do go.
Yeah, sometimes I take them out. Yeah.
And then not only let's get a burger, but eat it right with me.
Yeah.
You know, because I've seen certain individuals throw away the food once they are given it or try to return it. You know, that's shiesty. But anyways, let's not give it so much thought. You give the guy gives him 75 cents, you know, you don't think twice about it. And you drive off and, well, here's the story from Houston News, Local 2.
This man claims he was mistakenly identified as a criminal, roughed up and detained by Houston police after simply trying to give a homeless man some change. Local 2's Erica Sargent joining us live tonight with his story. Erica?
Well, Greg Snyder says he was just trying to help this homeless man out by giving him 75 cents, possibly to get a meal. But he says soon he was surrounded by nearly a dozen police officers and shoved in the back of a police car.
I had no idea at all what was about to happen. Humiliation, embarrassment.
Greg Snyder says Houston police officers crossed the line, wrongly targeting him for his good deed. Snyder says it started as he sat in his car at a downtown parking lot taking a business call.
That's when the homeless man came up to me.
Snyder says the man asked for some change, so he gave him a few coins and drove off. But as Snyder got onto I-10, a police car pulled behind him.
Put my hazards on to let him know, hey, I see you. You know, this is a really bad part of I tend to be pulled over on, so I was trying to find a safe place to pull over.
He says he's still shocked by what the officer did next.
He is screaming, he's yelling, he's telling me to get out of the car.
Snyder says the officer pulled him out by his arm, handcuffed him, as 10 more police cars pulled up.
And they're like, you know, we saw you downtown, we saw what you did. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I said, I gave a homeless man 75 cents.
Snyder says an officer accused him of giving the man drugs. They asked to search his vehicle, and Snyder agreed. For an hour, Snyder says he stayed handcuffed until officers told him they found no drugs.
He said everything was a misunderstanding and that I was free to go. They're laughing and everything.
But Snyder says there's nothing funny about the officer's action or the damage they caused to his car. He's filed a complaint with Police Internal Affairs. Reached out to Houston police, and a spokesperson confirms that they do have a complaint on file by Greg Snyder, but they won't comment any further.
By the way, Steve, what do you think the damage on his car was from?
I imagine if it scratched up pretty good, it was probably up in the thousands.
I don't know how much it cost, but the way in which it was scratched was the dogs. You know, drugs.
Really? Dogs. Really? Wow.
He scratched up his car, man.
And so, you know, I still don't get it. I mean, what was the charge? I mean, they thought he was dealing drugs.
They let him go. They didn't charge him with anything.
Yeah.
You know, but you're guilty until proven innocent in this country.
Yeah, especially with the way the police are in this aggressive stance that they take right now. And, of course, if they're looking for drugs, then you would think, as we get back to that same old argument, that they would have a warrant and they would be, you know, under a sworn affidavit to be looking for specific items. That's the way we used to do law and order here in this country. Now, today, it's just pick up anybody across the street, try to collar them with whatever you can get them on and get a win in your category as a policeman. You know, that's where we're at now with Leaf and all these other things.
It's a joke, man. They just pulled this guy over. They saw him with some shady guy in some part of town, and they said, oh, must be drugs. Again, this is all in the name of drugs. The war on drugs has been a pretext to a lot of shiesty behavior. A lot. And it's about time we rid of the whole war on drugs. Really is. Hey, speaking of the war on drugs, I'm laughing here. Oh, geez. Wait until you hear this sound clip. Steve, you know who Nancy Grace is?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. tell the listeners about Nancy Grace. I don't own a television, but I had this clip come up, and I got a real kick out of it. I think we're going to get a laugh out of this. But tell the listeners.
Play the clip. It'll be self-explanatory, I think.
No, not yet. I want to preface this a little bit. Tell them who Nancy Grace is.
I don't know that much about her, but isn't she rather right-wing, another Laura Ingraham type, and a little bit of I haven't really listened to much of her, to be honest with you. But,
all right, so Nancy Grace is let me make sure I have the right clip here. She is a, whatchamacallit, a talking head on NBC or, no, CNN Headline News, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's a former prosecutor and judge, and she does the worst TV you can imagine. It's mostly just stupid stuff like
commentary.
Trayvon Martin for 2 years.
Right, yeah, she just harangues people on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, something stupid like that. But listen to what she says here in a recent debate about cannabis. She had a nice lengthy debate where she was very outspoken about cannabis.
Colorado has run out of pot. There's been such a high demand because I guess the Colorado legislature, they're all high. They've got to be high on pot because they've legalized marijuana in the state of Colorado. And in about 28 hours, they ran out of pot.
All right. I'm going to tease this a little bit longer because I forgot we had a Colorado.
Yeah, no, but one correction there. It wasn't the Colorado legislature that legalized pot. It was the voters on referendum, the people.
She's such a moron. It's great, though. Yeah. Well, she's got a couple moments here where I just can't help but laugh hysterically. All right, let's go to Paul. Sorry to make you wait, Paul. I forgot you were on the line. What's up?
Hi, fellas.
Hey, Paul.
About the NSA, for one, I don't use a cell phone. I have a computer, and they basically see all the hateful stuff I read on the internet all the time. So they know all about me already.
Well, wait, Paul. It isn't really hateful stuff, though, is it? I mean, it's just your opinion. I mean, they would call it, or some people might call it hateful stuff, but it's just your opinion. I know you pretty well. I don't think it's hateful stuff, is it?
It's considered hateful by this.
Right, by them.
You know, this world view that, especially my views on race, they... You know,
what races do you dislike or do you hate, as they might say?
Well, it's not, let's be honest, it's like I prefer Northern Europeans because their women are prettiest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so I'm basically, I like Nazi aesthetics in the sense that, let's be honest.
Oh, come on, that's boring.
White? No, but they're generally the prettiest girls. Look
Latina
at the cover
women? Cosmo. Oh, my goodness. What are you thinking here?
They're very angular.
No, I mean, be honest.
Asian
women
are beautiful. African women are beautiful. I hate to say it, but women are beautiful, man. I don't think I have a preference.
How about Michelle Obama?
Well, she's not a woman.
She's beautiful?
She's not a woman.
Right.
All right, Paul, hold on here. We'll get back to you when we come back from the break. Sorry to make you wait. It's the Bob Tuscan Show on a Friday.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Nancy Grace has to say about cannabis and the legalization of cannabis. Talk about an outrageously stupid statement. I want to play this just to get a good laugh here. Sometimes you have to laugh or else you'll go crazy, right, Steve? You know? So.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, let's let Paul finish up, though, and kind of took him off the rails there with, you know, his comment about women. He prefers white women from Europe. You prefer white women from Europe, or do you not like any the way other women look? Is it just, do you only like the, and the other question is, are you a married man?
Yeah, I am married.
Okay.
And I have a actually very lovely European wife.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, and my point, listen, this is what it comes down to. I prefer, like the pedigree of people, I prefer the white European race. And it is pedigree, and it's like a preference for certain dogs, for dog owners. Okay. I mean, races are human pedigree.
Humans are dogs, yeah.
No, exactly. No, not dogs. Humans are humans, but they have different pedigrees, different racial groups. And
they do.
And this country was founded, let's be honest, by white Europeans who displaced the native Indians, who brought along some African slaves with them. And it was created by basically white nationalists who wanted to create a white country. And it's in the founding documents. So this country was majority white country from the beginning. And it was up until 1965 when I was born. This country was 90% white. So I would prefer and would have preferred my nation remained white in the course of my lifetime. And I think by having a more homogenous nation, it's more stable and less apt to have civil strife. And also, I think you have a more stable political order by
having unified people. You're boring, man.
Well, you may consider it boring, but I'll tell you something. There was fewer social pathologies back in those days than I would argue than in the modern era. You know, people were generally more married. Standard of living was higher. American foreign policy was evil, but not definitely as evil as it is today. Right?
Oh, no.
That's hard to say because we had two world wars part of that time, though,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And those weren't really, as I look back, I don't see those as being moral at all.
I agree, too. I think World War One and Two were both interventionist imperialism.
You know, we dropped a nuclear weapon on a
mostly
civilian-based area, and, well, at least it wasn't dropped on whites, though, right?
Right, but I think it's a shame that my this land I live in is now populated with people who I feel I just would prefer they're not here. You know, and that's why I'm a white nationalist, and I hope that the Europeans rise up and return their nations to the rightful owners of those nations, the indigenous European people, because they should have a territory of their own. And I urge
So they should rise up, but what about the indigenous people of this land? Should they rise up?
They have their territories. They have already reservations.
Their casinos, you mean.
And they have special status. They have affirmative action like programs.
Casinos.
So they do get compensated over time.
Cheaper tobacco.
Yeah, and casinos.
And casinos.
Right,
yeah.
but nonetheless, and I'm what is called a universal nationalist. I don't think whites should meddle in the Middle East. I don't think we should be over there supporting one side or the other, as what's going on in Syria. I don't believe we should be meddling in Africa. Those are their lands.
Okay,
and that.
Let me ask you this.
What about a Jewish state?
Are you a fan of Israel, Paul?
Get this. I'm not against the Jewish homeland. I'm against the Jewish homeland there.
Oh,
I wish they had peace.
South America? Where do they go?
Yeah,
I mean,
Uruguay.
Jews are Ashkenazis. They're from Eastern Europe. Should they have a Jewish homeland in Eastern Europe?
Maybe with Russia depopulating, that wouldn't be a bad idea. If Russia's depopulating, maybe they want to sell some.
Put them out in Siberia.
No, they can get the Caucasus in the Caucasus areas. It's up to the Russians to sell the land, but if any group of people buys land and then, you know, ultimately just declares a separate nation or at least a community, they can become a nation over time. So,
well, I have one question, though. I have one question. You talk about the countries and the nationalities and stuff like that, and there's some good reasoning behind that. I'm not in complete disagreement, but here's one. Okay, it's all temporary. If you die and go to heaven and there are minorities up there, how will you feel about them there?
Ah, good questions.
Well, I'm an agnostic evolutionist.
So you don't believe they're going to be there.
You're wrong, Mr. Agnostic. What happens when you go and you got to hang out with everybody?
I don't believe that happens. I think you're just dead and that's it. So.
But the
point is...
What if it was true, though? Would you have a problem with that spiritually?
I would imagine in heaven... If that's the case, everybody would prefer to be white because they would know that's the ideal form. And I argue that whiteness is ideal and aesthetically more appealing than the other races.
The white is the ideal form.
I do, and I'll tell you why. Look at it this way. Only whites have blue eyes. Only whites have blonde hair. Only whites have red hair. Only whites have green eyes. All the other races in their pure form, Negroes are all black-haired, black eyes. Chinese are all black hair, black eyes.
With blue
Indians,
eyes.
What?
There are some blacks with blue eyes.
No, but that's from white genes. And
okay, so they're mixed race, okay. But, you know,
right.
I mean...
But they never would have gotten those genes on their own. They got that from European genes. So it's really an expression of European genes coming out.
Right.
Right, so...
But the point is, if there were blacks in heaven, how would you feel about them there?
Well, like I argue, they wouldn't be black, because everybody, if you're going to go to heaven, you're going to take your preferred form, your ideal form.
Man.
And so you would want to be, most people would want to be good-looking white people.
Oh, good, yeah, because white people are the only good-looking people.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You have kids? Yeah. You have kids, Paul?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. A handsome son.
A handsome son? How old?
Yeah. Handsome blue-eyed son. He is seven.
Seven. Oh, okay. So he's still young. Well, when he gets older and he gets his first girlfriend and she happens to be a beautiful Latina girl, you're going to have a problem with that?
I might. I might write him out of the will. I might say, if I don't approve of your mate, you don't get any of my big wad of cash.
What about genetics, though? I mean, there are some situations with genetics. I've known several mulatto kids, very close, personally, and all of them are very good-looking. They're all very intelligent. They're all very healthy. I mean, you know the thing about the first generation of heterogenics and how that happens. And, I mean, so you look at a lot of the basketball players and people like that, the very good athletes in the United States of America. Many of those people are African-American. I mean, they are they're hybrid.
But also let's admit it. Blacks have a certain, like it's called the quick twitch muscle, and it's in a book by John Entine. He discusses it on why white men can't jump, right? And it's basically that blacks aesthetically or athletically from the Western Africa, which is where most of our blacks came from, right? And that's an awkward sentence. Is that they can run sprints faster, and that's why when you watch the Olympics, you know in the 100-meter dash that the black guy's going to win.
But this isn't all physical. I mean, some of them are very intelligent, very smart. I mean,
true.
They excel in a lot of ways. I mean,
true,
they,
but generally not.
But that's
though.
Genetics. That's
no,
genetics.
But intelligence, let's be honest here, too. Jews are smartest. Chinese are the next group.
I don't think Jews are smartest.
White, and white,
Jews are smartest, really. I didn't know that. I'm a real moron.
What?
Hey, Paul. Great call as usual. We get a real kick out of this.
But I'm just honest. That's what I consider the truth, fellas. That's
okay.
You know, I'm not lying. And I've studied.
Is beauty not in the eye of the beholder, Paul?
What?
Is beauty not in the eye of the beholder?
Yeah, but tell that to Cosmo and who they put on their covers.
Man, I've seen beautiful girls of all different races on Cosmo.
Yeah, but generally, even the minority women have white racial characteristics. So it's really the white race inside that minority. They don't go for
I mean, who cares about Cosmo?
Huh?
I'm talking about beauty being an eye of the beholder of individuals.
Yeah what about D-Cup, man? D-Cup.
But it's still in the marketplace of aesthetics, and in the marketplace of aesthetics, Hugh Hefner knows what the guys like. And what the guys like are attractive Northern European women with Nordic racial features, and they're superior. Mm-hmm. And I would prefer my country is filled with this Swedish bikini team than filled with the Latinos coming over the border.
That's the real motive behind it.
I admit it, yeah.
All right, Paul. Great to hear from you, as always. I completely think you're crazy, but that's okay. The show is there to... present different perspectives. That's why I do it. We'll be back. Your calls when we come back as well. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Lamb joining us, addiction specialist and founder of Breathe. It is a life healing center. Also with us, Mason Tevert, communications director of the Marijuana Policy Project. All right, Mason Tevert, let's first ask you, what is the Marijuana Policy Project? What is that? And do you get paid by them?
Well, yeah, that's my job. Our goal is to end marijuana prohibition and replace it with a system where marijuana is regulated and taxed and treated similarly to alcohol. It's a system that a majority of Americans now think would be a much preferable system to the one that we have.
Okay, and again, in a nutshell, if you could, you think marijuana should be legalized because why? I mean, you do know it's addictive. highly addictive, right?
You do know it's addictive, right? Right?
I mean, she doesn't know anything about it, apparently.
Chewing gum is addictive. There's the show, Steve. Again, I don't have a television, but online I came across this. It's called Strange Addictions. You want me to tell you what some of these people's addictions are?
Yeah.
One person's addicted to eating drywall. Another person's addicted to eating nail polish. Another person's addicted to bleach, the smell of bleach. Another person's addicted to smelling gasoline. Another person's addicted to eating rocks. Another person's addicted to drinking blood. I mean, come on. What a strong man.
Some of
argument.
Those are very strange. I mean, gasoline is,
these are obscure.
Like glue
what
sniffing
a straw man argument from these
that's
talking
asphyxiation
heads.
There. Drinking blood, that is very strange. Okay, but anyhow.
I mean, eating drywall, eating plastic. Another girl was addicted to eating plastic. She would eat remotes. Anyways, let's take some more calls here at the end of this hour here. Let's talk to Kent. Always good to hear from you, Ken. How are you?
How you doing, Bob? Yeah, I agree with you. I'm telling you, man, there's beautiful women all over the world. And
this is a caller from West Virginia, folks, okay? I mean, it's not like you're in the metropolitan Miami area, for crying out loud.
No, but I lived in D.C., and so I've seen women from all over the world, and there's beautiful women from all over the world.
I don't know how anybody could think, you know, something otherwise. It's, I don't know.
Well, that's his loss, I'm telling you, man.
Exactly.
And, he touched on another thing, which is a theory of mine that I've been telling everybody I run into, and it's about this thing about blacks, you know, African Americans or blacks being more faster runners. And now, let me tell you something. I'm of the opinion that the African Americans and Canadian Americans and British African Africans, you know, mixed races in Canada, the United States, and England, that is attributable to the mixing of the races. And none of these people are pure-blooded Africans. They all have Anglo-Saxon names. They all come from a slave ancestry. And you can look at them and you can tell that they are not you know, a purely African descent. People in Africa do not exhibit. They don't. You don't see anybody from Africa or Kenya or anybody competing in these races. It's always people who are mixed with the Anglo-Saxon blood. And of course, you have the Kenyans, the long-distance runners, but we're not talking about the marathoners. We're talking about these sprinters. And now, if you look at, there were actually more African slaves taken to South America than there were to North America and Canada. I don't think there were slaves in Canada, but you don't see any, and all these record holders in the Olympics and everything, you never see a Latin name. You know, a mixture of Spanish and African blood or anything. And now if you look at the middle distance races, like the mile and this sort of distance, that even today is dominated by white people, English people, and you know, Irish people. And there's something genetic in the Anglo-Saxon and the Celts, the Celtic region of that country, that part of the world, that contributes to, you know, having a speed at runners, and that mixed with the African blood created a sprinter. All these runners that are winning setting all these world records, you know, and the fastest man in the world, they all are mixed race. Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, and African, and
you know,
they all have.
I've never
Anglo-Saxon.
Thought about any of this. This is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's particularly important, but it is interesting. And Ken, I appreciate your call, man. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care. Let's talk to Carol in Idaho now. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Hey, Carol, let me just ask you, though. Are you a white Anglo-Saxon female?
I think I'm sort of, yes. Irish, okay. German, Scotch.
So you must be a supermodel.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Okay, all right. Just checking. What's on your mind?
Okay. I hope, Bob, you'll give me a hearing here because I have to agree a little bit. Was his name Paul?
His name was Paul.
Okay, I do agree with him in this sense. And let me give you an example. Well, first of all, I want to say that the various races on planet Earth, they excel in certain ways. And that's one thing. So I'm in favor of, and tell me if I'm wrong, I'm in favor of the races being proud of their own ethnicity and being proud and happy to be among their own. That does not mean we can't be on the same neighborhood street. I'm not talking that. I'm saying this. Let me give you the example that shows you why I feel this way. Look at the bird kingdom. I love to always cite the bird kingdom. Don't you love to see a yellow canary? Don't you love to see a red cardinal? Don't you love to see a bluebird and a robin and every other species? Since in nature, now not the domesticated animals like the dogs and the cats, that's different, but out in nature, in the wild, they stay with their own kind, and this is the Creator's design, Bob. Okay, here's the thing. If all of the birds were to intermix, we would have one reddish-orange blob of a bird. And there would go the distinct beauty. I mean, they would be gone. The distinct beauties would be gone. Okay? Then the last thing I want to say in favor of my Nordic race, or whatever you want to call me, is that when, have you ever read, Bob, the It's a Wonderful Race? You know, what's his name? It's a Wonderful Life, you know, the movie.
Yeah, that's a play on that, right?
Yeah. It's a wonderful, and what it does is shows you back through history how we need to be honest. It's not to put anybody down, but we need to be honest and call a spade, and it is the Anglo-Saxon race that has created almost all of the industries, inventions. And why must we lie about that?
The Muslims have an overwhelming amount of contributions as
of course
far as
they do.
Math
and so do the, and so do the
many
blacks.
Different things. And
Asian peoples. I'm just saying, let's be proud of the distinction of races.
I have no problem with that.
That's what part of what I heard this Paul say.
I mean, I got no problem with that. But okay. It's when we start to suggest that, you know, we should look down on others.
Oh, no, not at all. Let me tell you what I resent, and I'll use that word with underline. I resent the government deliberately smashing us all together so that they can control us all. That's what I resent.
I agree. All right, Carol, thank you for your call. Very thoughtful. Folks, we'll be back with hour number two. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.